Blog Talk Radio.
Power down.
I need
you
now.
Heal me now.
Heal me now.
Oh God, I need your healing power.
Increasing inside, under the shadow of my presence, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So the shadow of my breath, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley,
Is there anybody thankful for the grace of God tonight? Come on, do I have any grateful people in the room? If you know you would be lost without His grace, lift your worship. Lift your worship. We love you, God. So amazing grace, so world-changing grace. Every time I pray and seek your face, I come before the throne of grace. Life-transforming grace, so undeserving grace. Every day I wake in my weakest state, sufficient is your grace, and I'm glad about it. Grace, not my worth, grace, took my curse, yes, grace, nothing I can do or would ever do could ever make me new, but grace. I'm justified by grace, and now I'm alive because of grace. I have forgiveness for sin and redemption through your blood, according to the riches of your grace. So amazing grace, so world-changing grace. Every day I pray and seek your face, I come before the throne of grace. Life-transforming grace, so undeserving grace. Every day I wake in my weakest state, sufficient is your grace. What whipped and beaten for me, grace. What pierced and hung on a tree, grace. On the cross, died in my place, for I'm the one to blame. Grace took my shame, my whole grace. Was buried in a tomb for 3 days. Grace took the key of death, hell, and the grave. Grace on the third day, got up from the grave with the power in His hand. Yeah, yeah, I know it does. I know it does. I know it does. I'll never be separated from your love. Grace changes me, grace enables me, grace empowers me to be like my daddy. Grace it frees me, grace it delivers me from the penalty and power of sin. Grace changes the way I walk, grace changes the way I talk, grace transforms me from the inside. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for grace. I don't deserve it, grace. But every day you keep giving it, grace. I don't deserve it, grace. But every day you keep giving it, grace. And if I tell the truth tonight,
There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. for he is mercy endures forever. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We give you glory. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. We adore you, Abba Father. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. How awesome you are, O God. Incredible. Because every time, Lord, we try to describe one facet of you, we see so many just in that one. Unlimited, the Lord. We bow in reverence to you because you are our Father. You are God. Sovereign. Sovereign God. We bless your name. We bless you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness in our lives. We thank you, Cruz, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for breaking out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, only by your grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. Thank you for each and every one under the sound of our voice. Those that are listening right now and those that will listen at another time, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, this morning, we ask you for mercy. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. Have mercy. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. In the name of Jesus, we repent of all that we've done. Bring glory and honor to your name. In the name of Jesus, your mercies on you every morning. We tap into your morning mercies in the name of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. O Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah for the blood. The blood that gave us strength from day to day. We soak our spirit, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for the precious blood. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses. We soak our nieces and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. We soak our siblings in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things. In the blood of Abel, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning we put on the full armor of God, armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith and our Lord's girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on each and every one that is under the sound of our voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we put on the robe of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the armor. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the armor of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the armor. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, holy angels that are assigned to each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, send your holy angels, O God, in the name of Jesus, to guide us, to protect us, and to do your biddings in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God, for the ministry of the holy angels. We thank you, O God, for the fresh oil, and we thank you for the fresh anointing, O God, not the anointing from yesterday, O God, but fresh oil. And the fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around our children, our grandchildren, and the glory within them. Be a wall of fire around our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, and the glory within each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Let your presence fill this place, O God. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ramasitariya kurumasitariya ko. Oriyamasitariya kurumasitariya ko. Hallelujah. We gave you glory. We gave you honor. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, move in our midst. Open our hearts to receive what you are speaking to us this morning. We thank you and we bless your name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to those that's just joining us. Hallelujah. We bless God for you in the name of Jesus. Please turn your Bibles with me to 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. Holy Spirit, hover over this word. Take us deeper, Holy Ghost, more revelation and understanding of what you are speaking to us about. And we pray, Lord, that we'll walk in obedience and fellowship with you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king Syria, was a great man with his master, an honorable man, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Let's look at verse 1 again, hallelujah, chapter 5, verse 1. And I'm reading again from another Bible, the ASV. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him Jehovah had given victory unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but was a leper. Hallelujah. We're going to look at the CEB Bible. It says, Naaman, a general for the king of Aram, was a great man and highly regarded by his master, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. This mighty man was a mighty warrior, but he had a skin disease. That's the CEB version. Hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to look at the ERV version. Naaman was the captain of the army of the king of Aram. He was very important to his king because the Lord used him to lead Aram to victory. Naaman was a great and powerful man, but he was also sick with leprosy. Hallelujah. He was also sick with leprosy. Now, I'm going to read this version, the ESV UK. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. When Aram, and when I said the man, army of Aram, Aram means Syria. That's how Syria was called in those days. But I want you to look at the repetitiveness of this scripture. When you look at it in different versions, when you're doing a reading, you always go through different versions and get a word study. And when you look at the different words and the repetition of the words, you see one of the things I want you to see in when you look at this captain, hallelujah, amen. First of all, he was a general in the Syrian army, hallelujah, amen. And looking at it as a general, a captain of the host of the king of Syria, so he was a general in the army. Which a captain of the host is equivalent to a general. Hallelujah. And when you look at it again, the Bible tells us that he had favor. Hallelujah. Favor with his master, which is the king of Syria. He had favor with the king of Syria. He was a great man. He was general of the army of Syria. And he had favor with the king of Syria. As you go through the narrative this week, you will see the favor that he had. And every time you read it, I read it for every version. And as I'm looking at it, the Bible says, For by him Jehovah has given deliverance to Syria. For by him the Lord gives deliverance to Syria. Because the Lord used him to lead Aram to victory. Aram is Syria to victory. Hallelujah. Amen. And then they say he was highly anointed because the Lord has provided victory. So, hallelujah, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Who gave Naaman, who was a man of the world. Hallelujah. And then he brought victory to Syria, not by his might or power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. The victory was not in his, perhaps he thought he was winning because of maybe all the different things he learned, and all, maybe because of his intellect. You know, he thought he won because of the tactics and the different things. That maybe that's why he thought he won, because he had not had an encounter with the living God. But even without having an encounter with the living God, the Lord was working, bringing victory to the enemy of Israel, to the enemy of Judah. This man, I spoke to you yesterday and said, God's word and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Now, many of you will be wondering, even sitting here this morning, why did God bring victory to an enemy of his covenant children, Israel and Judah? God moving a mysterious way. We cannot put God in a box, because there are things God going to do in your life that perhaps are in my life that we don't understand. But as we grow in the Lord, we gain complete understanding. Syria always, or Aram, fought against Israel, fought against Judah. When you look at it, especially with this, Syria won these battles. Hallelujah. Because of this man that God has his eyes on. You know, many times we have a tendency to judge and be so judgmental of people that's in the world. We take ourselves like we're better than them. The body of Christ loves to do that. We might be the one in the family who might be the one that is a pastor or a leader or Christian, and we think ourselves better than those in our families and in the social circle. Don't do that. Because God moves in a mysterious way. All things work together for those that love the Lord and are called according. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A mighty man of valor was Naaman. He did not get these titles in his own effort. But then God is moving through the Gentile. Hallelujah. And the Gentile is defeating the covenant child of Almighty God. Hallelujah. And so oftentimes we wonder what's going on in our lives. That's why don't be too quick to pass judgment. Always take the time. Observe. Don't be too fast to move. Wait on the Lord. Because God never does something without a reason. He is God. And there's a reason that he's doing. Hallelujah. You can see what, from your standpoint, from my standpoint, I can see it. That favor comes to this man because of Almighty God. That's why sometimes you see people that's not in the world, that's not in the church, are being favored. And you sit back and say, I did this and I did that. Why is God doing this? All things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his. Never know who the hand of God is. I don't know if you remember the widow of Zarephath. She was not in a covenant relationship with Almighty God, but God sent a prophet to her. Hallelujah. Do not be quick to judge and condemn. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So what I'm saying to you, sometimes you might think, oh, God is not working on my behalf. But God works on your behalf in ways that you cannot fathom. Oh, that's why the Bible says, in everything, praise him. It might look bad to you from your physical standpoint, but spiritually, you're not a victim. You are a victor. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So, therefore, walk by faith. Hallelujah. And sometimes you may pray and fast and ask God, God, what is going on? And he may tell you or he may not tell you what's going on. Hallelujah. And so God is always moving behind the scenes. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So we know that this man, Naaman, had favor with the king. Of course you will have favor with the king if you're the general and the army is winning these battles. He had favor, great favor. Is that because God who had caused him to win these battles, God whose spirit moved in these battles, hallelujah, gave him the same favor with his master, the king of Syria. Syria had fought and won against Israel. 1 Kings 22:35-36. Hallelujah. Captain of the host of the army, the general, but who is the captain of the host of the armies of heaven? Who is that? That's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It is not by might, it is not by power, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. So although Naaman had everything going for him, he was a leper. So God is going to come in and do a miraculous with Naaman. Hallelujah. And in the name of Almighty God is glorified and honored. So God used the maid. Let Naaman's wife know. Naaman's wife made to let her know what is happening, that there was a prophet in Israel that she knew that could heal him of his leprosy. That means that in battle, when he was in battle, leprosy is like a skin disease. It can mess with the body. If you want to know about leprosy, it's a skin disease. And it's horrible and it's incurable. So the leprosy kills. So he was like a man walking dead, even though he was great with winning the war, but he had this thing that would eventually kill him. And maybe you might wonder, oh God, but God allowed this man to be a leper because God's going to use this to bring glory and honor to his name. Leprosy, if you look at It's a skin disease, and it sometimes it deforms the body, and it starts a little bit, and it spreads all over the body. And when you sometimes the leprosy, your whole body gets disfigured, hair drop from you. Even your eyebrows, your fingers. I mean, it's a deplorable skin disease. Sometimes people with leprosy, and the gum cannot hold their teeth anymore, and the teeth start dropping, the gums begin to shrink. Leprosy eats away. Sometimes it eats away until the face is literally only, it eats the skin. So it is a disease that eventually leads to death, and you are. So it's just a matter of time that this man do not, this leprosy don't take hold of his body. Hallelujah. And so this girl is right there from Israel. God allow Syria to win. And when the one this army that took captive, and it was this girl, and perhaps just at the right place, at the right time, right in Naaman's home. Hallelujah. For this girl to be able to speak out, you can tell that there was favor. She has favor with Naaman's wife. You might ask, what is your point? I reiterating my point this morning, that you never know where your healing, your deliverance will come from. You might not understand why the enemy is winning. And you might think that God is favoring the enemy more than you, who are a covenant-keeping child. But wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and wait. Hallelujah, because salvation is coming. You are a victor, and you're not a victim. So while you are waiting for God to take whatever it is that is in your life, you wait and you praise God. You wait and you trust God that he will do what he said he would do in his own time. You wait, and when you're waiting, be careful. Don't dismiss some of these people, not even a child that might come to you and say a word. Be careful. Be very observant. Don't dismiss people like that, because you don't know who has that key to heal you, to deliver you, and to set you free. So be careful. Your packages may not come so in great wrappings, but in that package there is deliverance. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I want you to know that there's no battle that is won without Almighty God. Well, hallelujah, even when Israel is at its lowest peak and Israel can move and do certain things, God steps in his time. Hallelujah. But God has a purpose. That's why you pay attention to every detail of your life. And everything that's going on, there's times you write a journal. God will literally unfold what he's doing. But each time God moves in his way, you see salvation is coming. Hallelujah. Salvation, how many and people did not hear but the children of Israel dividing the Red Sea? I can imagine the amount of news that went into Egypt, and how many Job people there that did not receive Christ, that did God's ways are not man's ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord, and I call according. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, there's someone, before we even pray, there's someone here, there's somebody here, that's where you work, your supervisor is giving you a hard time on your job. And sometimes you want to quit, but the Lord says, don't quit. God is using that particular person to bring glory and honor to his name. Do not quit, because you, as you stay and ask God for his grace, you will see what is going to unfold with that same person that is after you. Because God's eyes are on that particular person. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. So, Father, this morning we thank you and we bless you for your word. Thank you, Lord, as we look at Naaman, the Syrian, oh God, we think of ourselves before Christ came, how we were open and vulnerable to the enemy, but because of your grace, you kept us. We bless you, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for the multiple revelations that's just in that first scripture. We thank you, Lord, for your favor. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Take time and read this chapter. And tomorrow we expound more. Amen. In the name of Jesus, be observant. Hallelujah. God bless you.